You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With New Zealand preparing to move into level 4 lockdown at midnight, people will find themselves spending nearly all their time at home. For some, this period of social isolation holds dangers of its own. Aotearoa already has a shockingly high rate of domestic violence, with statistics indicating that 1 in 3 women experience physical violence in their lifetime. The lockdown is likely to exacerbate these existing issues. Although the lockdown is essential to protect the health of the public, victims of domestic violence may find themselves trapped at home with their abusers. The pandemic requires people at risk to isolate themselves from society, and the economic insecurity caused by the pandemic may exacerbate situations of violence at home. Hotspots of COVID-19, such as Italy and China, have already reported an increase in domestic violence instances since going into lockdown, and it is likely that New Zealand will follow this trend. Today I spoke with Holly Carrington, Policy Advisor for domestic abuse charity Shine, about what can be done during the lockdown to protect people at risk. She told 95BFM that the key message to get out was that organisations such as Shine and Women's Refuge have been deemed essential services. This means that many of the services run by these organisations will continue and support will be there for those who need it. She said that safe houses and refuges continue to operate and anyone who needs to access them will be able to. All of the helplines are still up and running. However, one of the key changes in the way Shine will operate during the lockdown is that some of their face-to-face services will be run over the phone. For example, their advocate groups that usually visit homes will now be held as phone calls. Holly told 95BFM that there are still ways the community can assist people at risk of abuse. She said it is important that people stay in contact with those they know are in abusive situations or they may suspect are at risk. However, it is important that they make sure the communication happens in a way that is safe for the person at risk. Assume that the abuser will be able to listen to the conversation in the background, so using code words or phrases to confirm that it is safe for the person to talk would be a good idea. Another key way people can assist is by making a donation. I asked Holly about whether behaviour such as panic buying had any disproportionate impact on people in unsafe situations at home. She said she wasn't aware of this in particular, but did say that a lot of clients are women escape from abusive partners and solo parenting. When you have small children with no one to look after them, it is difficult to go to the supermarket when the government requests that only one member of the household does the shopping. Children can't exactly be left alone at home when they're young. It becomes especially difficult when online shopping orders get cancelled due to soaring demand and shelves being stripped. Holly also referenced the spike in domestic violence in countries such as China and Italy. She said that Shine and other domestic violence charities were getting prepared to ensure their services could handle an influx of calls and an increase in demand over the lockdown period. As part of the government response to COVID-19, a working group has been put together by the Ministry of Social Development to ensure that those at risk of domestic violence get the support they need. Both Shine and Women's Refuge have joined this group, and the extra support the group is looking at providing includes motel accommodation and increasing the availability of remote services. Susan Barker, spokesperson from Women's Refuge, told 95BFM that they are working closely with the government and police force to make sure that people get the help they need. With the police forcing lockdown rules, it is important that organisations such as Shine and Women's Refuge work closely with the police to ensure that people in high-risk situations can be assisted and brought to the refuge if they call emergency services. She also said that although Women's Refuge has not yet experienced a spike in calls to the helpline, they are preparing for that to occur. If a situation of abuse at home is borderline, the extended period of isolation may be the catalyst that causes the abuser to snap. Just to reiterate, the key message is that domestic violence help services and refuges are still running during this lockdown time. If you think someone may be at risk, get in contact with Shine, Women's Refuge or Help. If you are able to financially support these organisations, please consider doing so. Let's look after one another during this uncertain time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.